friends, welcome back to another episode of Two Idiot Girls.
Woohoo!
I'm gonna zoom in on Drew disassociating while I'm doing the intro. What the heck? Just focused.
So, yeah, I was trying to get my thoughts together. That's like that video Teffy recorded of me at the dinner.
That's what I feel like I look like at all times.
Me too.
Completely zoned out.
Someone was like, no, but like, what was going through your mind?
Don't worry about it.
Someone literally was like, me thinking about the mess in my room after getting ready. And I was like, oh, I literally put target audience reached because no, I think about that all the time.
It's like me realizing me going out with my friends and this is me realizing I didn't want to go out in the first place.
No, literally. No, I mean, I don't relate to, but like me, I just have intrusive thoughts that come in my brain sometimes and I'm like,
what if I got up and caused a scene?
No, literally. Anywho.
Anyways, so this week we're doing a continuation of part two of all of your questionable / embarrassing celebrity crushes.
Yes.
There it is. It was kind of a lot, wouldn't you say, the last episode?
Yeah, I was a little overwhelmed. Do I look at some of you a little differently now? Yes.
Perhaps.
But that's on y'all, yeah. Not on me.
I feel that.
There you go.
So, okay, this first one comes from Sienna, and mm-hmm. She said, when I was 4 years old, I, for some reason, had a massive crush on 50 Cent. Okay. I was four in, like, 2003, 2004, so I don't know how old he was at that time, but I genuinely loved him so much that the first CD I was ever given was Get Rich or Die Trying, and my mom took me to the mall and bought it for me.
That's cute.
And then her most bizarre crush ever, especially because this was 1 year before the white boy age of Disney, mm-hmm. with, like, Jesse McCartney and the Jonas Brothers, oh, that is her bizarre crush. I'm sorry. She has no explanation because she was 4 years old.
Sometimes sometimes I really want to know the science behind, like,
your sexual attraction. Yeah.
Well, just like, because obviously at four, it's not sexual.
Sure.
So yes. I'm just so curious what the attraction is. Like,
yeah.
Like, I'm so, like, mentally, I wonder what that is.
Yeah. Maybe it's like you have a positive memory of it or
something. Yeah. Yeah. Like, I want to say, though, that in 2003, 2004, he was probably like in his 20s, right? Yeah. At his prime. But I mean, I guess that's not weird. I guess it is weird how old you were.
Yeah.
Like, the fascination with him
at your little age.
I mean, that's
50 Cent is a handsome person, I would say.
Well, I mean, he was at the time for sure. Like, I'm not saying he's ugly now, but I do
you
think
heard he, it here
but
first.
I do think he's problematic. Yes. He said some real problematic shit, so I'm not gonna give him any
praise. we're going straight off looks.
Yeah, straight off looks at the time. Yeah, for sure. Like, he was like in his primo age.
Yeah,
primo aesthetics, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I still think he looks good for his age now, but he's also very problematic. So
he doesn't look like a very tall person.
I don't think so. He's probably average size.
He's like 5'8 or 5'9.
No, he's probably like 5'10.
Really?
I would say 5'11 maybe. I don't think he's short, but I don't think he's tall. I think he's real average sized. Are you looking up how tall he is?
Yeah,
I'm curious to know too.
He's 45. Did you know that?
Yeah.
Oh, it says he's 6 feet tall.
Oh, see, I was close. Yeah, so yeah. He's real average height.
I think that every man that says they're 6 feet is a liar. So I think he's like,
yeah,
five,
so he's probably what
five,
I said, 10, which is like 5'10. Yeah, 5'10, 5'11. The internet be lying sometimes for them, for men.
I agree.
Yeah, but for some reason, when, like, dudes will look up women's weights and mm-hmm. like take, they're like, that's what it says. That's what it says. Then I'm like, okay, well, it says that Bryce Hall's 6'2", and we all know that's a fucking lie, so.
I know.
The time that I literally...
He's been on my For You page so many times this month, and I'm all, what's, what's going on?
Ew. During Pride Month?
Yeah, this is a hate crime.
That's a hate crime.
I keep putting, not interested, not interested.
Maybe he's interested in you.
Ew!
Ew, no, seriously, I saw him in person one time, and I literally just put him... This is when I was a lot smaller, too, by the way. And I put on my Instagram story, I just saw him, and he's, like, max 5'4", and that's so funny.
It was funny.
And that's all I put, and I was kind of drunk when I put it. And, oh, my God, I didn't tag the dude. I didn't tag the Hype House or whatever the fuck he started.
You tagged, like, Noah Beck.
Yeah, yeah, I didn't tag anybody, and for
Wait, okay,
some
out
reason,
of everyone in the Hype House, who would you pick? Who's sexiest?
I don't even know who's in there.
I know, I'm going to name him to you. You ready?
Okay.
So, Bryce Hall.
It's the way I feel like I'm on death row. I literally was like, okay.
I choose death. Yeah.
Okay.
Wait, okay. So Bryce Hall, obviously. Noah Beck.
Death.
Blake Gray. Is Jaden Hostler, is he in the...
I don't even know who the fuck that is.
And then I think Josh Richards. I think that's it.
I know who that one is. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, he was on the Eddie Spaghetti podcast.
Yeah, that's right.
Dude, choose death. Should I show you Jaden Hostler? Would that
help no,
you,
it wouldn't your brain? Help. It wouldn't help me because I'm picturing them like having a baby together, and that's probably what he looks like.
Yeah.
Do I have to choose?
You have to pick one. I'll pick one.
Okay, you go first.
No, I want you to go first.
I don't want to choose. So you.
But I don't want to tell you mine, and then you're influenced by my choice.
Okay. That's fair. Let's think.
Or
I'm gonna pick Noah Beck because I'm following the money. Yeah. I'm following the money and I'm following the fame. You know what I'm saying?
He seems like the nicest one.
I'm using
all of them.
Yeah. I would assume
like he would look me in the eye if I met him.
I'm gonna springboard him okay. off him and to become friends with Charlie.
Yeah. There you go.
So if I had to choose, but something tells me like. All those dudes, I'm sure they know who I am at this point. They either just don't give a shit about me yeah. or they like just don't want to piss me off. So a little fear never hurt anybody. So I think it's a healthy dose of fear. I genuinely think they know who I am and they just don't want to piss me off.
Sure. Okay.
Because one of them, it wasn't one of those guys, but like there was a guy that was tied to these men in some way. Like he was also a white boy that came off TikTok. Don't know his name. I don't remember his name, but I do remember he made some fucked up shit, like something about women.
Oh, okay.
And I was getting tagged a lot, and he's verified and has like a big following.
Who was it?
I don't remember, but it was a white dude because they're all the fucking same. Like, yeah. Like, so I was looking at it and I was like, who the fuck is this? Yeah. And I went and looked and he had videos with like Bryce Hall and yeah. Noah Beck and all of them. And I was like, what the
fuck?
To
be honest, so those are the only ones I know because that happened during the pandemic.
They're like respawning at an alarming rate.
So there's new ones. I don't know who they are, but I don't know who they are.
But there, it was like a newer one.
Yeah.
I would say. This was a few months ago. And as soon as I started getting tagged, the dude blocked me. So I said, and then he deleted the video. And then I didn't check again, but I wouldn't be surprised if I was still blocked. So.
Yeah, if you guys know who it was, put his name in the
chat.
Yeah,
please tell me. Please tell me because I don't remember because
they're
all the fucking
same. And if anyone's going to know who it is, it's going to be fucking me because I don't know what's on her For You page. Like, I know we have similar ones. There's way more lesbian stuff on mine. Mm-hmm. But I know we have similar ones. But then why do I know who all these
people are? I'm on Gay Talk too, though.
But why do I know who all these white boys are and you don't?
Fuck if I know.
Oh, wait. My choice would be Blake Gray. I think he's cute.
Oh, well, I got invited to something to watch. And I low-key wanted to do it. Because
why didn't we go?
No, because it was a work thing. So they wanted me to come
okay.
and watch it live
yeah.
and make fun of it. And then I said, you guys don't really want me to do that. Like, there's yeah. just no way
why
you really
want. Why didn't you do that?
Because oh, okay, for okay. what they were asking yeah. for. But I mean, like. If you want me to make fun of you, bro, like I will.
See, if they if they really did, they would have invited you to Bryce Hall's roast. No one knows who the fuck you are. You show up.
That'd be so funny.
It would have been so funny.
But see, they didn't invite me because I'm too mean. So like this, I'm too mean, too pointed. Like they should have invited me and Leo.
Yeah,
me and Leo. Gonzalez.
I think Leo would be too nice too.
No.
No.
I'll speak from experience. Leo's fucking mean, which is so funny because I'm mean. Yeah. So like he's just as funny as me. I was literally people were telling me about him at JVN's party.
Yeah,
they were like, I just watched your episode with Leo. Like he's so funny, and I said, I know he pisses me off because he's just as funny, if not funnier than me.
And he's just so fast.
He's ridiculous. So that's why I was like, I can't stand him.
He falls
he's so
into
funny.
Character so fast. Is so
I love him
funny.
So much.
Because like, that's what we do. We're like, I'm like, and then we're doing it.
Yeah. This is literally. Oh, I know. This is literally like. A fucking shrine, a love letter to Leo, but like go follow Leo Gonzalez if you don't already.
Yeah,
but he is so funny, like unbelievably funny. He's one of the few people I've met in the creator space that I genuinely am like, that person needs to be in comedy forever. Like yeah. whether he's writing or being acting, a stand-up yeah. or acting, like he needs to do it forever because
no,
he's so
and
funny.
He was like one of the very first like accounts I remember following when I got a TikTok.
Yeah,
like I was like, hey, have you seen the Mexican guy who does the George Lopez stuff?
He's so, and you know what's so funny is I told Leo this story. But my very first TikTok party I ever went to,
yeah.
he was one of the only creators.
This is the one you saw Bryce Hall at.
Yeah. Oh, look at that full circle. He was one of the only creators I saw that night that I recognized.
Right? Yeah, Drew was like, oh my God. Because she went and I was living in New York. She goes, yeah. oh my God, guess who's here? And I go, I don't know, Charlie Dimitri. She goes, no, smaller. Well, I don't know. And she goes, literally, Leo Gonzalez. And I go, did you say hi? And she goes, I'm too starstruck.
I was so nervous because I was like, damn, that dude is funny. And I wanted to say something, but I got too nervous. And then when I met him in real life and we filmed together, he was like, yeah, I remember you telling me that story. And I also think it's kind of fucked up because you knew I came there alone. So you were just watching me stand there by myself.
And then remember he said, I didn't know there was going to be a carpet. So he didn't come dress up. He was wearing like Crocs and sweats.
He's so funny, dude. He kills me. But anyways, back to what you said about the hype. Oh, about... Yeah. They basically asked me to come make fun of it. Like, they sent me an example video of someone making fun of it.
Okay.
And then I was like, I could do that shit. Like, yeah. But I just don't know if you want me to. Like you say that, but like,
yeah, it's like when they do their roast, like, yeah, roast, and then then the person's sitting there going. like everything you're saying hurts my feelings.
That seems
like, I love it.
That's a little too personal.
Love it.
It's like when Michael Scott gets roasted and he goes, you know, guys, sometimes, you know, it's pretty customary for you to also say something you like about the person. Just want to remind you all of that. He sits back down.
He gets mad and leaves.
Yeah. So anywho, if I had to pick, I'd pick.
For your birthday, we should do a roast and we should invite all the funniest people to come roast you.
I don't want that. Just kidding.
I just want to be invited to people's roast.
Yeah, I'm just kidding. I don't care if people make fun of me. But the way that people choose to make fun of me is never good. The only one that's ever been good is Leo.
Yeah.
And that's why I said on my caption with my promo for Leo, I literally put a worthy opponent has finally been met.
I feel like Finita can make fun of you in a way that...
Finita? Okay, yeah. Nita's another one. People keep saying this, like, when are you going to have Nita?
Probably season two. Yeah.
I have been telling Nita for fucking ever to come on my show. Like, please stop asking me because I already know. She was on my very first list I sent out.
Yeah.
But she's moving to LA in July. She's
Idiot Girls, but not the comedy.
Yeah, she's been on Two Idiot Girls. Make sure you watch that episode because she was so funny.
Yeah.
But like, for like Nita, I have been telling her to come on my show for fucking ever. So she's supposed to move to LA soon. So like, once she comes to LA, like, it's on.
Yeah.
Like, she's for sure going to be like one of my first guests.
And then our next ad is from another really cool company called Daily Harvest, which I love from the bottom of my heart and soul. So, there might be a lot of different things that are keeping you busy. For me, example, it's work or my freaking cats. It feels like I have two tiny babies in my room, my house at all times that I have to take care of, right? We have plenty of things going on. And at the end of the day, the last thing I want to do is cook or spend more money on eating out or things of that nature. So what's really awesome about Daily Harvest is that you don't have to worry about any of those things. So Daily Harvest helps keep my freezer fully stocked with options that are delivered right to my door and are delicious, nourishing, and ready in minutes. So they deliver delicious harvest bowls, soups, flatbreads, snacks, smoothies, lattes, and more. And it's all built on organic fruits and vegetables. All of the options are able to be eaten at any time of the day, breakfast, lunch, dinner, snacks, and dessert. Everything's always in your freezer and ready to go. One of my favorites, I had the strawberry and peach smoothie. I also had the, I think it was like mint and cacao smoothie. Those are so good. You literally take like the smoothie, it's like all frozen in a cup that has like a little sippy cup lid on it. Then you put like your milk or water of your choice. I did oat milk in the mint and cacao one. Then you dump that in your little blender guy, which is nice because if you're lazy like me and you don't want to have a whole blender dirty, you could just use those little Nutribullet cups. You dump the whole thing in there, blend it. It takes like 2 seconds. If you've ever tried to make a smoothie on your own and you're blending everything, it takes like 30 minutes. And then by the time you're so sweaty and annoyed at the end that you don't even want a smoothie, but you have to eat it because you spent all this time making it. Not with Daily Harvest. You just put the milk, add it to the blender. It blends itself really fast. Put it back in the cup so you're not making more than one dirty dish. Then you can just stick a little straw in there and you drink it and you're on your way. So I love that I never have to really think like, what am I going to eat today? Because there's always plenty of options in my freezer. I love too that all of the food is delivered in recyclable and composting packaging. So they literally do all the work so you don't have to think like, what bin does this go in? What is it? They have everything labeled. It's super easy. And they also do, this is new, delicious harvest bakes for those women when you're looking for homemade meals without any of the work. So they're ready to bake veg packed dishes, sizzling with gourmet level flavors that are big enough to share when you just don't want to. Something else that I really loved about these two is that they're all plant-based. So as someone who is vegan because everything hurts my stomach, I didn't literally have to think at all. I just packed everything to go. And then I take it with me, put it in the freezer, put it in the whatever, and then I'm ready to go. So to avoid the takeout temptation, get Daily Harvest. Go to dailyharvest.com/twoidiotgirls to get up to $40 off your first box. That's Daily Harvest,
dailyharvest.com/2idiotgirls for up to $40 off your first box. One more time for all the girlies out there, dailyharvest.com/2idiotgirls. Don't miss out on this amazing deal.
Okay, this one's from Carly, and she said Rapunzel's stepmom. Mother Gothel.
Mother Gothel. I was going to say, in the new version of Rapunzel.
Wait, but like the version of her where she's decrepit or like when she's like, healthy.
I'm going to need you to like clarify. Elaborate just a little bit.
Because both? I don't know, girly.
She does look good though. She looks like a bad bitch when she's, you know, stealing the magic out of someone else's hair. If you really think about that story, that story's fucking nuts. Like she kidnapped a baby and like literally abused her to like have Stockholm syndrome so that she could just stay young. That's a bizarre plot. Well, no, because
then she'll die, right?
Yeah, but she wants to stay young and beautiful. It's more so that more than anything. Yeah, it's vanity more than anything than life source. But like
that movie. So good.
It's so good. It's so fucking good. Mm-hmm. Our girl, what's her name?
Mandy Moore.
Yeah, Mandy Moore. Yeah. That's our bitch.
Is it Zach Braff?
No.
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 What's his name?
I forget. Zachary Levi. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Flynn Rider is what I thought you were going to say when you brought up Tangled.
You were going to say Pascal.
I'm surprised none of you said the horse from Tangled. I feel like one of you would say that. The horse. His horse.
Yeah, I know what his horse or his horse. No, why would they say that horse?
I don't know. Y'all be saying animals all the fucking time. Why would you say young teenage?
Because Jira thinks that horse.
Why
is
would
sexy.
You say young teenage Simba and then give me a side eye when I bring up the fucking
Simba's
horse?
Simba's in here a couple of times. Yeah.
Like, yeah. I know. Every time someone talks about liking cartoon characters, they always bring up young teenage Simba.
Yeah, where he
from like Lion King 2.
Oh, I never watched that one. Let me tell you guys something. I don't like that movie.
Me either.
I think it's overrated.
Me either. And I saw the live action one because Beyonce was in it. So like I thought.
Did
like,
it live up to the hype?
No. It was just as boring as the fucking. It was just as boring as the cartoon. I don't fuck with the animals. Like I like when they're like side characters. I don't like when the main character is an animal.
So like when I was little, my hype.
Unless we're talking about Ratatouille, that's different.
That's different. Because there's humans in there and it doesn't count. And he's cool. Anyone can cook. My hyperfixation movie was The Jungle Book. I hate that movie now. I can't watch it. It's so boring.
Yeah. I don't know why I like that Jason one. I didn't like that one either. Maybe it's because the main kid was in chonies the whole time. And that's
literally me.
It's so nice to see yourself represented in media.
Don't let them tell you representation doesn't matter.
No. Okay. Well, Mother Gothel, I think, is a solid choice. At least she's a human.
Yeah.
She is evil, though. So there's that.
Maybe they're into that, though.
That's what I'm saying. That's got to be a dominatrix thing.
Yeah.
There's no way
so
it's
So you're
not.
Telling me if Mother Gothel told you, Carly, to get on your knees, you would?
It's like, sit back down.
Yeah.
I'm sat. Yeah.
Did you know that's from Love Island?
Yeah. It's from one of the only seasons I've watched.
I don't think I haven't watched that one. There's a new season out.
I watched that season all the way through. That's one of the only ones I've ever watched all
really?
The way through. Yeah. That's why I knew where it was from when I first heard it.
Besties, do we like Love Island? I love Love Island.
I love Love Island, but only the British version. I don't. Yeah. I don't really care.
We tried the American.
I watched the American one. I tried to watch the Australian one. Me too. I don't really care for either of them. The American one, especially, like I don't like it.
Let me tell you something about British people, because I my only interpretation of British people is honestly One Direction. They don't give a fuck with what like about your feelings.
No, like
so
at all.
They're like with another girl, and then a new bed walks in.
Yeah,
and then they're like, I just don't have feelings for you, and immediately don't even care.
They're just so messy. And they don't apologize for it. And, like, it's not orchestrated mess. Like, it's just, like, that's
what
just
happens.
What they're doing.
That's the science.
That's why, like, it's, like, that is, like, the extreme of British television or, mm-hmm. like, Great British Bake Off.
Yeah. There you go.
Those are, like, the only two things
they're
I watch.
Sweethearts who help each other.
Yeah. Or, like, My Mad Fat Diary, which is quality TV.
So good.
Quality
yeah.
TV. I literally was illegally streaming that in college.
Yeah. Or Fleabag. You haven't watched Fleabag, but yeah.
And I literally text Stacey and I was, like, you have to watch this show. It's so good.
On Tumblr.
Yeah, I was like, I was that,
watching was that, it. Yeah, what was that website we used to watch it on?
It was like 123 movies.
No, it was I don't remember what it's called. It was like Daily Motion.
Yeah. And Vimeo.
Yeah.
I was making new addresses, email addresses for Vimeo. So where my free trial would end.
I know that we find the links and send them to each other.
Anyways, what were we talking about? Oh yeah, Mother Gothel. That's a good choice. I think that's a solid.
There you go.
Out of 10 for concerning, I would say that's probably like a 4.
4, yeah.
Yeah, easily.
Okay, this is a different one from someone named Carly.
Mm-hmm.
And she said she had a major thing for Jafar from Aladdin for like way too long. As in, I regularly read Jafar and Jasmine fan fiction as a teenager. Well,
you know, took a turn.
And she goes, actually, I kind of never got over it, really. And I still sicken myself with the level of cringe about it. Also, all my Disney loving pals know about it to the point when the Aladdin live action hit the big screen a few years ago, we all went to see it together. And when Jafar entered the scene, they all looked at her like they had walked in on like a private viewing session. She's like topless.
She's completely naked in the movie theater seat.
Dude.
Well, you know, the fan fiction that, yeah, that turns the dial up a little bit
more. I thought
it would
be like when you're little, like you're like, ooh, yeah. But
also, hasn't he been widely regarded as gay?
I think he's
or
just...
Or bisexual, maybe?
I think he just gives off like Prince vibes. Like he's just like effeminate. And
do you think so? Because yeah. I've seen TikToks of people saying that they think he's like pansexual.
Maybe, yeah.
Probably, yeah. I mean,
Kylie, I think that's like an 8. I won't make it a 10 because he's a human.
The only thing that makes it an 8 is you reading fan fiction
about him and Jasmine.
Like dirty fan fiction.
Isn't Jasmine little and he's old?
Yeah. But he tries to marry her in the movie, so I guess it's like that's on Disney technically.
I mean, I guess.
Not Disney, but like the creators of that movie, I guess. It sounds like you're not over it. It sounds like you're you're talking in the past tense, but it sounds like that's
the live action movie came out like 2 years ago.
Sounds like you still like him. So I'm gonna give you an 8, Jazz.
Yeah. Okay.
Hey y'all, so we're gonna take a quick break right now to do an ad for our friends at Storyworth. So I thought I knew my dad better than anybody, as we all do, right? And one day we were talking and I heard a story I've never heard about him before. For example, my dad used to be a professional football player, right? He played for the NFL, but he doesn't actually care for football. His favorite sport is basketball, and that's the sport he loves to play. So that got me wondering, how many other stories don't I know? And that's why I got my dad Storyworth. Storyworth is an online service that helps you and your dad or father figure connect through sharing stories and memories and preserves them for years to come. Every week, Storyworth emails your dad a thought-provoking question of your choice from a vast pool of possible options, and each unique prompt asks questions you've never thought of, like, what is one of your fondest childhood memories? Or have you ever feared for your life? So give all the fathers in your life a meaningful gift you can both cherish for years to come. Storyworth. Right now, for a limited time only, you can save $10 on your first purchase when you go to storyworth.com/twoidiotgirls. That's storyworth.com/twoidiotgirls to save $10 on your first purchase. storyworth.com/twoidiotgirls. Now let's get back to the episode.
This next one's really funny. So this is from someone named Alexandria, and I just learned how to say this guy's name. It's Rafe Fiennes.
Who? Rafe?
Rafe.
Raff. Wait, that's the name of the character?
No, it's an actor. Rafe Fiennes.
Oh, okay.
He played Voldemort.
Oh, Ralph Fiennes.
It's not Ralph. And I learned this because in the Harry Potter reunion, they were all calling him Rafe.
Oh,
wait, Rafe or Raph? No, Rafe. Because it's like there's a character in Outer Banks, a show you don't watch, called Rafe. Yeah.
Interesting.
She put Rafe Fiennes. LOL. I have no idea why. He's not conventionally attractive, and I feel so odd about it.
Listen. I saw Made in Manhattan. Okay? Listen. That man... If he's not playing a villain, unless you're talking about him as Voldemort, then I can't help you there.
But like, kind of.
I can't save you there. But like, him, I've seen Made in Manhattan, the J-Lo rom-com classic, right? And he was not good looking in there, but like, I mean, it makes sense.
Like, I like the energy. It's the energy.
It's a rich dude, right? Yeah, rich guy. But also kind of white savior, so...
Well, my favorite thing about having lived in New York for 4 months is watching movies in New York and going, that single mother who's a maid could never afford a 2-bedroom apartment in Queens.
Does it depend where she lives? I think she's living in the Bronx because that's where she's from originally.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure.
No, but even then.
The BK.
Not as a single mother.
That's true. Well, doesn't the mom live with them? The grandma?
No, she just visits and berates her.
She just emotionally traumatizes her.
No. She's just there to piss her off.
I know. I watched the movie the other day, and I'm like, this is quality cinema. Yeah. This is such a great movie.
Now, this is cinema.
And her outfit still, we literally, me and Dace, every time we see Harry Winston, we go, the Harry Winston diamond wreath.
Is that the Harry Winston diamond wreath?
Is that the Harry Winston diamond wreath? Remember the evil British lady that they had?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's from that movie, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, they just kept saying it over and over again in the movie. So, like, still to this day, when we see Harry Winston, we always got the Harry Winston diamond wreath.
Justice for Me to Manhattan.
Yeah, that's such a great movie.
It has
little, you know who would love
Tyler
that?
Posey.
You know who would love that? Taffy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's one of my favorite things about her is that she watches the same strange movies like that and can't remember all the words from them.
Yeah, same. But, yeah, I mean, like, in that movie, he was, like, handsome, you know? Bald. I guess.
Balding.
He's been balding.
And, yeah, his teeth were really yellow.
Yeah. Well, the man's talented. No, he's give him that. Actor.
He's pretty good at his job, guys.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, anyways, good luck with you. Good luck with that crush.
Okay. This one's from Alyssa. She said, Shego from Kim Possible.
Oh, that's an easy one.
And I feel like. Vanessa from Phineas and Ferb.
Vanessa's the girl with the black hair? Oh, no. Vanessa's the daughter of Dr. Doofenshmirtz.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think those are solid choices.
She's like, we also all know about Danny Phantom.
Yeah. Another gay icon.
And the Beast from Beauty and the Beast, but like before he turned into a human.
That you lost me. You had me. You had me, and you lost me
in the beginning. But
you had me in the beginning, but you lost me, babe. I'm not. I can't take that journey.
Shego
with
from
you.
Kim Possible. I hated that show. I didn't like it.
Me too. I wasn't the biggest fan.
No,
of that
so
show.
So I was like, when's Hannah Montana coming on? I don't care.
Yeah. Again, like cartoons, I prefer the real life stuff. As like
prefer to live in the real world
as a consumer of the arts. Me, I'm based in reality. But I mean, who else was on there? Shego, I mean,
Vanessa.
Phineas and Ferb was kind of past our time a little bit. Like, we were already grown by the time.
It was
Phineas...
funny, though. I did like
It was funny, but I just mean, like, to obsess over it wasn't really. Like, we were pretty grown at that point, like, in high school and stuff. But what was the other one?
Danny Phantom. We liked that show, but, like,
it was
whatever.
Again, past our time a little
bit. You know what show was good? My Life as a Teenage Robot.
Oh.
I love that show.
We still make that pahat joke. Dude. For those of you who like My Life's a Teenage Robot, you'll get that joke. Yeah. We still use that joke to this day. Yeah, that was a great one. But Danny Phantom, again, I mean, our brother liked Danny Phantom.
Yeah.
But again, it was a little bit past our time. Like, we were already kind of grown by the time that show was popping.
Yeah. I think I couldn't have a crush on cartoons like that or like Fairly Odd Parents because they looked like cartoons.
Yeah, I know.
So if it was like a cartoon where they looked like real people. Like, maybe I could be like, oh, yeah, he's hot. Do you know what I mean?
I don't know. You're talking about cartoon animals. What's the difference?
That's different.
See what I mean? Like,
now that's different.
I think for me, I was just always like, I need like a physical representation of them.
Sure, sure. Okay.
That's why, like, have you ever seen those drawings that went viral on TikTok where they were like drawing them in real life, like Disney princes and princesses, but in real life?
Yeah.
Yeah, like those I can get behind because I'm like, no one can have a clear picture. But like when they're in 2D, I can't really get behind it. But
yeah.
What was the last one? Oh, the Beast.
I mean, I guess. He looks stinky.
He's like a beast that wears a cape and like runs on all fours. I mean, that's kind of terrifying.
He runs on all fours?
Yeah, when he's trying to run fast.
No, he doesn't. You made that up.
He does in the movie. When he's running fast.
In the live action one?
In both.
Shut up.
I swear to God. He typically walks on two legs.
Yeah.
But when he's trying to run fast, he gets on all fours because he's an animal.
Huh. I don't believe you.
And that's fucking terrifying. He also has a huge buffalo back. So like.
So do I.
What is that?
So do I, brother. Justice for buffalo back bitches.
That's what they call me. A buffalo bag bitch.
Which well, is- no, this is a...
Yeah, the Beast is where you lost me, babe.
And that's where I checked out.
Especially when you said before he turns into the human. That's very specific, so...
This one's from someone named Sam.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, motherfucking Esteban from The Suite Life of Zack and Cody. Literally, I would let him run me over.
Isn't he gay? Yeah, yeah, he is.
In the show?
No, in real life.
I don't think so.
I'm telling you, he is. He has a partner and everything.
Oh,
he's posted about it. I'm like 90% sure. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I'm 90% sure.
Well, she didn't say the actor. She said Esteban Ricardo
Montoya. I feel it. That's a little specific, but I
thought he was annoying in the show.
I agree. I just like, again, like.
Who is your bias between the Sprouse twins?
I didn't like either of them, to be honest.
See, Drew's like,
yeah. Yeah, and I was like, nah. When they got older, I was like, oh, okay.
Which cool. one?
I couldn't tell you, to be honest.
I'm weird. Have you ever seen me without this hat?
I know. I know. But then I heard that him and what's her face had a pretty bad relationship.
Lily Reinhart?
Yeah.
What did you hear?
I don't know. I just
heard. Give us the tea. Drew was on Dumois one time, and now she's here spreading
and now
rumors.
I'm Dumois.
No. If you guys listen to that episode, I'm sure 90% of it was her going,
No, it was me linking it to someone I do know. So like when she brought up Matthew Morrison, I'd be like, that's Mr. Shu from Glee, right?
Like, dude, they just put Glee back on Disney Plus.
I just started
watching it with Donovan. It's so good.
Listen, I don't care what anybody
it's
says.
It's so good.
Glee is that girl, bro. Like Glee was that fucking show.
I haven't watched Glee since I was since the show finished when I was in college.
Yeah.
But like the first season, I haven't watched since I was like 16.
Right before I blew up on TikTok last year.
I know.
I went through a hyperfixation, so I started rewatching the whole thing.
I know. I told Donovan, watch, you're gonna like it. Because you know the first one's kind of slow.
Yeah.
And then they do the Don't Stop Believing I told him, I can't wait to see which songs are your favorites and then you put on your playlist. Playing, he goes, I already put this one on here while we're watching it.
That show is so good, dude. Yeah. And it's
kind of eerie watching it and knowing how many of them are dead.
I know, it's really sad.
You know?
I know, so sad. It makes me really sad.
But I do love the show Glee.
Very excited. It was so good, man. Like, so ahead of its time, too. Oh, I was talking about Cole Sprouse.
Oh, yeah.
I just heard that they didn't end well. Like, he was, like, kind of a dick and all that. So, I don't know if that's true.
Makes sense.
But I don't.
Just like Jughead did to Betty. That makes sense.
Yeah, they never really got my gears going, personally, so.
This one's from Emma. She said, in high school, I had such a large crush on Paul Rudd that I seriously considered attending his alma mater for college as if that was going to be the thing that would have brought us together and made us fall in love. Like, I seriously believe we were meant to be married and I was about to attend KU to make it happen. Thank God I didn't do that.
That's such a great choice, I think. I think Paul Rudd, even back in the day, it was like good
sexy,
looking man.
Yeah.
But like, he's so funny.
Yeah.
Like, unbelievably.
Have you ever
funny.
Watched that clip of him? He was on Conan O'Brien's podcast. And I guess every time, because they're good friends.
Yeah, you told me about this.
Yeah, every time they see each other, they always trick each other into watching this same clip from a shitty kids movie.
Yeah.
And it's of this kid rolling down a hill on a wheelchair. And so I don't know what movie it is. And so he did a 5-minute bit on his show where he was making him believe that he wrote a whole like script and everything. He's like, actually, we have a clip of it.
Yeah.
And he goes, oh my God, let me see. But he talked about it for 5 whole minutes, made up an entire story. Off the top of his head, it was so fucking funny.
They've just been trolling each other for years.
Yeah.
I love that.
Have you
that.
Ever watched This Is 40?
Yeah.
I love that movie.
It's so good.
Why don't people like it?
They do like that movie. Oh, okay. That movie did remarkably well.
I love that movie. It's really funny.
People are just mad at Judd Apatow. Rip. But that movie is very good.
Yeah, it's
so
really
funny. And Paul Rudd is like, I forgot he was in Friends. Like he was in he was a major storyline.
I just watched him in Forgetting Sarah Marshall.
Dude.
It's one of my favorite movies.
He is so funny. Like even in Friends, like his humor has tracked throughout his entire career.
The
person he plays
is
just so funny.
I think he's really good at like, so we talked about like white men always play themselves.
Yeah.
Like Ryan Reynolds. He's always the first one I think of.
Yeah.
I feel like Paul Rudd's really good at being different versions of himself.
Yeah, exactly.
Like
it's like you could tell it's still him, but it's different from his other characters.
Especially like if I think of Forgetting Sarah Marshall.
Yeah.
It's like him, but not him, you know? No?
Yeah, Kunu.
Yeah, nobody was all, are you British?
Yeah, literally. He's so funny,
You
dude.
Sound like you're British.
I think that's a solid choice, I think, for a celeb
for
crush.
For a white man crush?
Yeah, for a white man especially. Deciding to almost going to his alma mater. Moves the needle a little more towards concerning. But, like, you didn't, so good for you, girly. Came to your senses. I think that's a solid choice, though.
Yeah.
He's so funny. If I ever find out he's a bad person, I'm going to be devastated.
Oh, literally.
Because I love him. I think he's so fucking funny.
No, he's really good.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay, so we talked about the Miles Teller hype a little bit last week.
Yeah.
I'm sure now you're caught up because you were like, I've seen it,
to
but
some extent.
Seen it.
Yeah.
Do you see? So I have always thought he was hot. especially in mm-hmm. Bleed for this. So hot. Mm-hmm. But
what's the movie he was in with Shailene Woodley?
Spectacular Now.
Yeah. That's the movie that I think really launched him as far as being like a sexual icon kind of thing. Yeah, because like before that, I think he was just a good actor. And then like that movie, I think, really put him on the map in terms of women like thirsting after
him. What if I was like, oh, I really thought he was super hot in Whiplash, especially the part where J.K. Simmons was beating him up.
The part where he gets into a car crash and then runs to the recital.
Yeah. I think that was my favorite part.
I literally couldn't you couldn't pay me, bro. Like I don't have the patience that he had in that movie, like literally at all.
I really fell in love with him in The Spectacular Now when he got run over by a car.
He didn't, she did.
That's when I knew I loved him.
And she didn't get run over. They were fighting and he pulled over and she got out of the car. And then like her arm, she was like standing like this. And then the car like hit her and like broke her fucking arm or some shit like that.
Oh, she doesn't die?
No, she doesn't die. She just gets hurt.
You know what? They have sex in that movie, guys.
I know. And people have literally talked about how it's like the most accurate portrayal of like your first time or whatever. And I saw it and I disagree. But like, I mean, like.
They fuck in that movie. I've seen it.
They be fucking. I've seen
one thing about me.
Anyways, what were you gonna ask me about Miles Teller?
If you believe in the hype.
I mean, yeah, I just think it's his season right now.
Sure.
Like but seasons are cyclical, they come and they go. Yeah. So like
no, I saw
he's just that girl right now. But I think I might have sent it to you. Just Dayson sends me the most fucking bullshit ass thirst trap videos and then I have to watch them and then they start coming on my For You
page.
Which ones? The Miles Teller ones. Now I'm getting them. And I'm like, when she was in her Sebastian Stan phase, that's all I was getting. Chris Evans, that's all I was getting.
But it's never them as themselves. It's him as Bucky doing that thing with his arm.
Yeah, it's him as
Bucky. Or him getting shocked. That one scene in The Winter Soldier really gets me going.
Him as Tommy Lee in the...
See, I watched like the first two episodes of that show.
Too much.
And he's too much.
Yeah, too much. Yeah.
Like if a man acted like that towards me, that's why like, I'm like, ew.
Yeah, too much. But
seeing him, like pictures of it, I was like, no, that's different.
No, that's a little different. There's another guy, white guy in the video. And I'm pretty sure he's also in Top Gun. I'm like pretty sure.
There's two white men.
Okay, and one of them's Miles Teller.
One is Tom Cruise. I'm just kidding. Yeah.
I know.
The new guys.
Yeah, okay. One of them's Miles Teller and the other one's...
Yeah, he's from the movie The Setup or Set It Up or whatever.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't know anything about that.
With Lucy Liu and...
I'm like, oh, yeah. And I don't even know what the fuck you're talking about. But like, anyways, the two of them are both topless and they both have like jean shorts on and the sunglasses.
Yeah.
And they're like in a kitchen or something and like Miles Teller's like holding a dog. And they're like playing music or something.
In that video, that's Chase Crawford.
Oh.
Yeah.
Me going, he was in Top Gun, right? Because no, I can't tell the fucking Chase difference.
Chase Crawford. That's why I thought you sent that to me because I think you told me about him. But
Oh, yeah. Well, it was not a secret. It was on Dumont. It was the Pillow Princess. He's a Pillow Princess.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
He fucks. That's why.
He be fucking. But it's the two of them dancing in a kitchen. Yeah. And I said, see, this is where the ick starts to grow because now you see it and you're leaning into it too far. You know what I'm saying? Like if you see the bitches are thirsting, like let them and just like go about your day.
You know who posted that video? Pretty sure.
It was a girl.
I think it's his wife.
Chase's wife or Miles Teller's wife? Oh.
So she's been bad. She's like, no, it's her husband. So she's like, he's so hot, right? But I think she's been posting a lot of clips of like, yep, he's my husband. Like ones like that.
Steering into a skid.
I know, but like, I think it's like, don't even fucking think you wish he was your husband, like type of thing. They went on like vacation to like, because obviously this is all my For You pages is lesbians and Miles Teller right now.
It's literally lesbians and then whatever white boy Jason's interested in.
It's lesbians, Miles Teller, and in like the new dance craze or something. That's like my main, and pepperoni
or the new new audios that are like in right now.
Yeah, Mr. Krabs, that one's on there. Yeah. Anyway, so. They went to like vacation to like the Maldives or something.
Okay.
Or it might have been Tahiti.
Is that where this video is from?
No, I think that's like at their house or some shit. But no, but she was posting videos of him like dancing and being silly and like it's very much in a way like he's my husband, not yours. It's like annoying. I'm like, we got it.
Well, but also like don't you want that? Because then he's gonna get more hype, like
more money.
The more the girlies love you, the more the girlies love you, gay yeah. people love you, non-binary people mm-hmm. love you, like the more that they love you, the more successful you're gonna yeah. be. Well, and so wouldn't you be like, yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, listen, this is me being transparent. I've said this a few times. Anytime someone wants to try to talk shit on my boyfriend because they don't know what he looks like, they don't know what Billy looks like, I always make a video about him to a funny audio because I already know it's gonna clock the likes. Yeah. So like a million likes easy mm-hmm. right there. Like literally I made one about Billy. I've made 5 or 6 about him in the past.
Everyone else enjoys them as well.
Every single time I make one, it's like the first time they've all seen him.
Yeah.
Even though many of them have seen him many times mm-hmm. because it's just easy money. So like that's what I'm like, that's what you should be doing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's kind of like, oh yeah.
Yeah. I'd be like, come on, let's get TikTok famous. Let's make more money on here.
let's capitalize. You know what I mean?
Get outside. Yeah.
Let's start marketing for top one. Listen, this is me making a bold statement, a bold assumption, but I wouldn't be surprised if this hype on TikTok about Miles Teller is why that movie did so fucking well.
I guarantee it.
You know how many fucking bitches were going to the movies yeah. just to see that one scene
on the beach where he's being silly? And that's what I'm saying.
Women drive what's popular. Yeah. They drive
not even capitalism. To see fucking Tom Cruise.
No, like- not even. Like you'd think like, oh man, like they're trying to see a sequel. No, dude. Like it was all the women going to see that fucking dude dance and jean shorts.
All the men, they're so hot. Yeah,
well, and just like him specifically, like the hype around him has exploded.
Have you ever watched Top Gun?
Not the first one though.
Okay, you watched the third one?
No, I haven't watched any of them.
I know. I'm not familiar with the first one.
I haven't seen the first one, the second one, or the third one. So
wait, there's three?
No, I'm just kidding. There's only two.
Wait, okay, so I watched the first one the other day.
Okay.
And I watched like half of it. I didn't watch the whole thing.
Okay.
And his best friend is named Goose, and so that's yeah. who Miles Teller is supposed to be, his son.
Oh, Goose's son?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know if he died either.
That I knew. I knew that.
One of our favorite people is Jay Stews, Meg.
Yeah, Megan. love her.
And she said, I don't get this hype on Miles Teller. Because she said, being bi on TikTok is so fun because I can always enjoy the white boy of the month.
Yeah.
And I was like, literally same. And she goes, but Miles Teller, I don't see it. And she said, people being more fixated on that than me being fixated on the fact that they made his name Robert Robertson or something.
Me.
So funny.
Literally made him.
Robert Robertson. The whole movie, Robert Robertson.
That's so funny.
So funny.
Well, I'm just saying, like, I wouldn't be surprised if that's what kicked this movie into overdrive as far as the success of it, because it did remarkably well.
All the men like getting mustaches and like,
yeah, okay, that's what I'm saying, like men make fun of women all the time for what they hyper fixate on, but that's what gets famous, bitch. Like that's what gets popular.
I think I've sent them to you. You're like, everyone now is like thirsting for a man in the Air Force as if they don't know all of the trauma that they bring to your relationship.
Dude, come on.
Whereas like I grew up on an army base and my dad was in the army and he was the meanest person I've ever known.
No, I that's what I'm saying, like it what's trending and yeah. all that, like as far as what gets super fucking popular in media mm-hmm. is truly driven by women.
Yeah,
so that's why like the fact that women are thirsting at, they're fucking foaming at the mouth for this dude, like capitalize off that shit. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like
get a third one in the works,
make more content, right? Like film yourself dancing on the beach. I mean, for me, that's gonna make my ick flare up, but like I'm not the bitch you're targeting. You know what I mean? You got to target people like Daisy.
Yeah.
That's why I'm just saying that's what makes it so successful.
You know what I think is going to take him down? Because, like, you know, White Boy of the Month has been, like, probably like Chris Evans, like, the same type of kids. I think who's going to take him down is going to be Austin Butler and Elvis.
Oh, I'm sure.
I think that's what's
the hype's already started.
Yeah, and I think that movie comes out this month. So,
dude,
Miles Teller and your wife, I think her name's Kaylee, your days are numbered. Get out there and start dancing on the beach.
I'm telling you,
get out there and
capitalize off
the
shit right now before someone comes and takes your spice. I literally like Austin Butler, like the whole thing about him having the accent.
Still, it's so embarrassing.
It kills me, dude. It makes me laugh.
And the fact that he cheated on Vanessa Hudgens is so embarrassing for him.
Yeah, but she's also, you know.
We're all going to die anyways.
Yeah, people are going to die, but
it's inevitable.
Can you imagine, dude? Just saying the most tone-deaf
because
shit.
Because she can't go to Coachella. She like, can't appropriate.
That bitch did 3 High School Musicals and lost her goddamn mind. She did a couple princess switches and fucking lost her marbles, bro. She kills me. That's like, she's a hottie, though. You know what I mean? She's a very, very pretty girl, but like, That was the most tone deaf shit I've ever in my fucking life at the start of the pandemic.
Because she doesn't really do anything but the Princess Switch movies. And I've seen two
and
of them.
And be hot.
Yeah. And I've seen it. Two of them and they were not very good. But I mean, they're movies that are not shocker. Made to be good. But
yeah, shocker. No,
and then I watched her in Tick, Tick, Boom. They made it. Have you watched Tick, Tick, Boom?
No.
They made it was really good. Yeah. They made it seem like she was a main character. Did they not in all of the advertisements?
I would assume. Yeah.
No, she's in that movie for like maybe 15 minutes.
Kind of like Zendaya and Dune.
Yeah, everyone was saying that, but no one said that about Tick, Tick, Boom. It made no sense.
Yeah, well, Zendaya and Dune, I was only mad because I love Zendaya.
Do you think Andrew Garfield's sexy? I was watching something with my dad.
Him being British puts more points on the board, but 1,000%. He's real normal looking to me.
No. Oh, and her friend Emily Uribe, she said he was so nice.
He's so nice and funny, which I really like about him. Yeah. I think me and him would be good pals.
Oh, I was watching something with our dad. I was watching a movie with him, and it was like a documentary about like how movies are made. It's on Netflix. I forget what it's called.
Yeah.
And Rob Lowe hosted it, but Andrew Garfield was in it. And my dad goes, "That guy's British?" Like yelling. Oh, yeah. He goes, "Since when?" I'm all,
"My dad.
Since forever."
My dad
goes,
and I
kept watching him, and he's all, "Isn't he Spider-Man?" And I go, "Yeah, you can pretend to be American."
You know what's crazy? So is Tom Holland. Yeah.
I bet he doesn't even know that. His mind's going to be blown when I tell him that.
My dad and I, I'm like, what an idiot. Like, about my dad and I, my level of knowledge is about the same, dude. Like, I'm like two steps ahead of him, maybe.
Yeah.
As far as my knowledge.
He's British?
Of celebrity. Dude, that's so funny. Yeah, tell him Tom Holland is too. He'll fucking lose his mind.
His brain just explodes.
Okay. Yeah, with Dune, I was just upset because I love Zendaya and I wanted to see her more.
Dude, that was the only reason. That movie made me like Timothée Chalamet. I get it, girlies. I get it.
I would say Little Women kind of moved the needle for me in terms of him.
But in that movie, they're all supposed to be really young, so it's hard for me to like...
Well, but I don't think of it in that sense. But mostly, I just liked Florence Pugh a lot more. Like, you know what I'm saying?
She's
like,
so hot, yeah.
Well, not even just Florence.
She's
too,
for the girls and the gays.
Also, Saoirse Ronan. Like, I loved her dynamic with him. Sometimes I get hyper fixated on couples. Like, I'm like, I wish they were together in real life because I think their chemistry is off the charts.
Yeah.
Saoirse and Timothy is one of those.
Just like Lady Bird, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So, like, I think their chemistry is so off the charts. Wonderful.
Everyone hated Lady Bird, but I watched it recently and it was so cute. I
liked
movie.
Lady Bird. Yeah. And I really loved that movie. I thought it was really good. There were some parts of it that I was like, oh, that's really sad. Like,
that Lucas guy's in there too. He's really a really good actor. I forget his last name.
Lucas.
Yeah. He plays her boyfriend in the movie and he ends up being gay.
No, I know, but I don't remember what he looks like. I was thinking Lucas Till from the Hannah Montana movie.
R.I.P. I can't believe they made us think that guy was hot.
I mean, he's in a new show, I guess, that's doing really well and people are starting to like him again.
All right, friends, we're going to take a quick break for a little ad moment. So this one's another ad for our friends at Nuuly. So I love Nuuly. It's super easy to use online. It's a subscription clothing rental service for only $88 a month. And you get to choose 6 styles of your choice. I chose like different pants I've always wanted to try. I got a couple dresses because I have some events coming up that I'm so excited about, but I don't want to buy dresses for. So this was the perfect opportunity for that. You have access to thousands of styles from more than 300 different brands, anything from, like I said, to party dresses, to denim, and one-of-a-kind vintage pieces. They also stock styles, you guys, in a range of sizes from petite to plus sizes up to 5X, as well as maternity. And they carry labels like For Love and Lemons, Love Shack Fancy, Lisa Says Goth, Free People, Anthropology, and more. All of the shipping is fast and free, and returns are done through professional cleaning and newly state-of-the-art laundering facility, so you don't have to wash the clothes on your own. And you have the option to buy what you love at a discount, sometimes up to 70% off. So they actually have their summer wardrobe coming up, which I'm super excited about. So they have everything you need to bring your closet up to speed for the new season. You can get a new dress for every summer event. Say yes to all the summer trends, Y2K throwback sets, checker print, crochet without feeling the fast fashion ick. And you get all the warm weather fashion you need while you need it. Then let Nuuly worry about where it gets stored fall through spring. Dream closet unlocked. And it's super fun. So Nuuly is designed to give you everything you need to get inspired, to get creative and explore your style. So you can check out new trends, silhouettes, and sizes without any commitments. For your closet of only more than once impulse purchases and buyer's remorse by renting instead. And they also carry maternity and post-maternity styles. So they carry things you need to get from Just Pop to postpartum in style. Nuuly's maternity and maternity-friendly pieces from labels like Ingrid and Isabel and Hutch offer thoughtfully designed features like nursing and pumping-friendly necklines and patented supportive and cooling technology. All right, guys, so Nuuly is already a great value at $88 a month for any six styles, but right now you can get $10 off your first month of Nuuly when you sign up with the code 2IdiotGirls10. Just go to NUULY.com, that's Nuuly with two U's, and enter the code 2IdiotGirls10 and sign up to get $10 off your first month. That's NUULY.com, Nuuly with two U's, with code 2IdiotGirls10. Nuuly subscription clothing rental will change your clothes. Now back to the episode.
There was another person on here and they said that this will be the last one, that one of their crushes was Jackson from Hannah Montana. That might be the most unhinged one on here, if I'm going to be honest.
Jason Earls? Babe, Jason Earls. What throws me off about that is that he was fully 29 when the rest of them were like 14. Which is fucking weird, but like,
but it's crazy because he looks like 17 or however old he's supposed to be in the show.
Yeah,
and then like as soon as the show stopped, he was Mother Gothel. As soon as the show stopped, age caught all the way up to him.
You know what though? That a big part of that could have been wigs and makeup and like movie lighting magic
and stuff. Yeah,
but also he was funny.
Yeah,
he was fucking funny on that show.
I love that show.
He carried Loki sometimes.
Yeah. Did they ever have gay storylines on there? They never did, huh? No. This is a wholesome Christian family.
No, truly. Especially with Miley, who's a huge gay icon now. Yeah. That's so funny. Just like Kristen Stewart, same thing.
Yeah.
Like, she played all these straight roles for so long.
And I want Florence Pugh to be gay so bad.
Oh, man. She's so pretty. She's so, like...
Would you, if you were gay, would you be into her?
I would never say that.
I know.
Like, no, I don't know.
No, but, like, maybe.
No, Florence Pugh is just... Her face is so, like...
Stunning.
Symmetrical and beautiful. Like,
did
stunning.
You see all the rumors that she was, like, dating Will Poulter, who is also very sexy?
Will Poulter, the one that everybody made fun of and said he was ugly? And
take it back. Sudden, I never thought that.
I never thought that either.
I had a secret crush.
So...
He's gonna be in the new Guardians of the Galaxy.
Oh, that's cool.
He's playing,
Does he have long hair now?
No.
No, it's longer than it has been in his other movies. Yeah. There was a picture I saw of him with long
hair. Adam Warlock. He's playing him. What?
I saw a picture of him with longer hair.
You're right.
And I was like, damn, that shit, that changes
the
game.
He's also really tall.
No, I know. I knew that. Wait. You can tell by that dude's fucking neck that he's tall. His neck is like 4 foot long. Like, he's fucking tall.
What did you
say,
long hair? Oh, I forgot he was in Midsommar with her. Duh.
Oh, I didn't know that. I've never seen Midsommar. Sorry, Florence.
You should. It's really good.
He kind of
looks like Jared now that I'm looking at him. Every white boy looks like me. Looks like Jared to me.
Yeah, that's pretty on par. Yeah. Jared is Billy's brother.
Don't tell them that. They'll go look for him.
Good luck finding him.
Freaks.
Good luck finding him.
My favorite memory of Jared is, he'll never listen to this podcast, is he came over to our family's house for Christmas Eve one time. Just him. And he had a stomach ache, and my family's like...
No, he had the flu.
Oh, like, he was, like a cold.
He was starting to get the flu.
And so every time we have colds, we always do essential oils to, like, detox from our body.
And they work.
Yeah. And so I walk into... Like, I think I was, like, kind of buzzed, and I walk into my mom's living room, and he's laying down, like, on his belly with his legs bent up, and my mom's rubbing oils on his bare feet. That's what I think of every time I think of Jaren. Going, what the fuck? And he had gone there like 20 minutes before that. That's awesome.
And then he left his sunglasses and my dad stole them. Love that guy. Love that guy.
All right, friends, that'll do it for this episode. Please be on the lookout for the new link for next week's episode. We haven't decided what it's gonna be, but I'm sure it'll be fun.
Yeah,
probably a little gay,
probably.
And then we'll see you then.
Yeah.
You can listen to this anywhere that you listen to podcasts, literally anywhere. You can also watch the video version of this on YouTube, on our YouTube channel.
Yeah, we at 2IdiotGirls.
At 2IdiotGirls podcast. And we're also on TikTok at _2IdiotGirls, just like the Instagram.
Yes.
So go on there and watch us. We're going to be posting more clips. I'll probably post clips of like older episodes so you guys can go back and look at those ones too.
Coolie.
But other than that, I hope you have a great day and we'll see you next week. Bye.
Bye.